Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Judith, hello, you're there already.
Hello, hello, listen, Jenny.
Let's not pretend we haven't already had an attempt at this podcast already. This is our second go.
Oh, God. You know, this morning I thought, let's just do one where Daisy comes on at 10 o'clock, which is when we're supposed to start. And there we are. Off we go.
Yep. Bright and bushy tails.
Bright and bushy tails, all organised.
With our equipment all plugged in.
Yeah.
I got on first. I was, because I'm so competitive, I'm always a bit thrilled when I get connected to Daisy before you.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, I think, I've won already. Yeah. And Daisy was saying, I could hear her and I was talking to her. She was ignoring me. She couldn't hear me. So then I was texting her and turned out I had the mute button on, Judith. I'd muted myself, which is, I think, in life, what quite a lot of my friends and family would like to do.
Would like to do, yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah.
Let's start this week with how we're feeling.
Yeah. I've kind of been all right. I've had this momentum going for quite a long time with the jobs and, you know, little projects that I wanted to do and, you know, all
a
of
list
that.
List as long as your arm.
The list, I was ticking these off. I was standing back thinking, great. You know, all of that. And then I feel like I'm on this railway carriage that's just sort of conked out and is in some kind of sidings. This kind of inertia has set in. And well, I don't know, is that boredom? Maybe that's boredom.
You don't do boredom as a rule.
No. I can't deal with boredom. I don't. Yeah, and maybe that's why I'm this sort of obsessively busy person. I get bored very, very easily and I can't deal with it. Do you get bored?
No, I don't. I used to as a child. And I think now it's a kind of indulgence that we've forgotten about. I don't know whether for many years, I have always insisted that boredom is really good for children because it forces you to be creative. It makes you...
Yes, yes.
But I think that in some respects, lockdown, there are pockets of boredom. There are, for me, it's this week, I think I've hit a bit of a wall. And I woke up the other day feeling incredibly angry about it all. Just really angry, and fed up and anxious. More about what we're going to come out to, because I think at the beginning of the lockdown bubble, I'm not saying it was exciting, but there was a sense of drama to it.
Yes, you know, and novelty, let's face
our
it,
own
novelty.
Lives. Yes, we stay in, save lives, all that kind of thing. Yeah. And for me, you know, rediscovering a bit of cooking and all that kind of thing. I am now so fat. so fat. It's like I look down and there's this parcel on my lap that's wrapped in my own clothing. And you know those French and Saunders characters, the old fat men that they used to...
Oh, I loved them. The padded ones.
Yes, but it's not padding, Judith. It's my own fat. And it's as solid. It's as solid as a chunky toddler. It's as if I've got a chunky toddler. It's like having a pet. To be quite
on your
honest.
Lap all the time.
Yes,
is it just
on my
is it
lap
constant?
All the
yeah,
time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I know what you mean.
Taking out for more walks.
Yeah, I did that thing in the bath the other night where you know where you're with one of the tests is whether you can get hold of like one handful of fat, and that I can always do that comfortably. Well, I thought, I think if you can get hold of two, that means you're kind of in that shaded area of obese, and I am comfortably in the two handful situation. really.
Yeah, and then you've run out of hands. You've got no more hands. I mean, I'm doing the bath grabbing as well. So there's the belly grab, which, you know, is a handful and is spilling over. And then I'm finding handfuls in other places, you know, under my arms.
Oh.
There's a sort of lump of fat hanging down. Yeah, that's new. Not under the arm bit, but actually the bit that's underneath your armpit that goes down to your bra strap sort of thing. That bit there's a lump there of fat.
Yeah. Oh. No, it is. It's not. Yeah. But, you know, I think this, a couple of times this week, I've gone to bed and I've eaten so much all day and so consistently that I've kind of, you know that feeling when you've really gorged yourself? It's like you couldn't poke any more down. I mean, you just could, you know, it's like I've gone to bed like that. Like I've just been
like
to a birthday party
cushion.
As a kid.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you used to go to birthday parties? Perhaps you didn't do this, but and stuff your face full of sandwiches and cake. It's like that.
As I say, yesterday, this week has been my, you know, Brit War moment. I've had some real moody moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually last night, I couldn't face another meal. I could not face another. Jeff had a leftover steak pie and I had an open sandwich, Judith. That's all I could manage last night. I had an open sandwich with some cream cheese on it. Yes. And a piece of smoked salmon and a hard-boiled egg and some rocket. And I thought, oh, look at me having this light meal. That's all
indeed.
I could cope with. Yeah,
yeah.
Starving this morning.
But yes, yeah, of course you are. Well, yes, I mean, sometimes, well, no, we have. We've all been just eat it. I've been in the biscuit tin. I've been in the chocolate drawer. And we have this ridiculous system at home where Mike sort of, in inverted commas, keeps his chocolate in a secret place. It's pathetic. To try and stop me eating it.
Yeah.
And I know exactly where it is. So I've been in there, I've been in the chocolate, in the biscuit tin. And then on the supermarket list this week, I put soft figs. Because sometimes, if I have do you know what I mean by soft figs?
I know exactly what you mean. Is this to keep you going, Judith? Is this for a bowel problem?
Well, no, it's really to stop me eating the chocolates and the biscuits.
Okay.
And sometimes that
But they're
work,
loaded
you know,
with
it's...
sugar.
I know they are. Yeah. Well, yeah, but it doesn't feel quite so bad, does it? So
okay.
I bought two packets of these the other day.
Well, they're medicinal, really, aren't they?
We've been getting through them the other day. Oh, this is terrible because I've started swimming in the lake and I think I farted. So much.
Didn't. Did you shit the lake? Judith, listen. It's only Jenny here. No one else is listening. You can tell me. Judith, did you shit the lake?
Judith might have
left a small stain of poo
like
in the lake.
Yeah, like a swan. I think they poo on the side, don't they? But no, but more than that, I think it propelled me. For like a length of the lake, it was like a propeller.
You farted so much that you jet propelled yourself across the lake.
Yeah, it was like an engine. Yeah. So I suppose
you're swimming already.
Yeah, and it's a bit touch and go. It can be very, very cold. And did you know there was frost this morning? So it was quite challenging. But when the sun's out, it's fantastic.
Oh, Judith, that's your dining room clock.
Yes, I know. I don't know how to stop it. I know it's
Don't
sweet,
stop
isn't
it. You can't stop it. If you stop it, you'll break it.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's very, very delicate. It was my grandparents' clock and it was in their breakfast room. That makes it sound very posh, doesn't it? So I remember it and I always kind of admired it. You know how you drop hints to your sort of elders to say God liked it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think so luckily it was passed on to me. I think someone somewhere remembered and made a note of the fact.
Anyway, talking about your house, let's talk about your garden and what's going on. What's the action in the garden?
Oh, there's quite a lot of action now because all my seeds are coming up. You know, my broad beans are about 6 inches high and I've got some peas coming up and the cucumber plants are coming up. And it's all kind of really coming together. It's very, very exciting now. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, just the miracle of the fact that you've put these little individual seeds in each pot and then they come, you know, they come up and they become these cucumber plants. It's just, it's completely fantastic. The only thing is you have to remember to bloody water them all the time. And that's
And are you very good at marking your planters? Because I know that There are two pots in my garden that Jeff's tried to do potatoes in, but I'm not sure which ones they are.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you better send me a picture of the leaves and I'll tell you whether they're potatoes.
Judith, they've not come up into leaves yet.
Oh, haven't they?
He just put a couple of old spuds in about 10 days ago.
Oh, 10 days ago. They will, though, they will.
Well, but I think that will be one of the highlights of my lockdown, if we manage to grow a potato from an old potato.
Oh, they're wonderful. Yes, no, it's wonderful. I mean, the thing about potatoes, not so much in a pot, but it's like finding treasure. You know, when you dig up potatoes, it's amazing because you go out, you know, and you don't quite know what you're going to find. And sometimes you pull them up too early and that's really irritating, because then once they're up, if you know what I mean. But then, you find a few little, like, sort of gorgeous little new potatoes, and then you just dig down a bit more and there's some more and it's like treasure. It's fantastic.
Nice. Listen, I wanted to give you a handy hint.
Oh, yeah.
Because how's your shopping going? Have you got lots of provisions in?
Sienna came yesterday, so we've actually run down the freezer and defrosted it yesterday. That was very, very pleasing. And we've now got labels on each drawer, which won't last, but at the moment we've got different labels on. So,
What sort of labels?
Well, this is Mike's idea. So it's kind of, you know, meat, fish. Yeah. Veg, I don't know what else he's got, but maybe ice trays he's got. It won't last. The system won't last because, you know, the moment that we're in a hurry, it'll be like all miscellaneous mess.
I'm sorry, Judith. I think it's a very good idea. And I think you're just dissing it a bit because it was Mike's idea. I think if you'd had the idea to do the labels, you'd be proudly saying, I had this brilliant idea to label
up
the drawers.
Labels would have been neater. To be honest, I might have. If I had a laminator, I might have laminated them, but I haven't got a laminator. I always wanted one of those. But yeah, so we've run down the freezer. So the supermarket shop arrived yesterday with Sienna, you know, brackets. Yeah. We got to see her, which was very nice. So, yeah, we're very, very, very well stocked, which, of course, means that now we've got a lot of meal planning. We've got lots of meal planning to do, Jenny, so that we use it all up. But that's what about you? Oh, yesterday you went to the supermarket. So you're the same. You've got a full fridge.
I've got a full fridge, but I'm off my food. As I say, I can barely look in the fridge for thinking, oh, Jesus, not my food. But I just want to tell you this handy hint about lavatory roll.
Oh, well, we're getting through it. Are you getting through a load of lavatory roll? My God, we are.
Well, there's no point rationing the lavatory roll because that's just unhygienic. So you've got to use what you need. That's what I say. But there are these, I don't know whether you've ever bought them. Have you ever found the loo rolls, right, that don't have toilet roll holders in the middle? Does that make sense?
No,
they don't. You know,
I haven't.
The cardboard tube? You know that you buy a toilet roll and in the middle is a cardboard tube, right?
Yes, of course.
So most toilet rolls are like a donut. There's nothing in the middle, is there? Ah, may I just suggest, I can't remember what they're called, but I have bought these lavatory rolls that have no cardboard tube in the middle.
What's the point of that?
Because it's paper all the way through, Judith. So imagine it's solid with no hole. Imagine a donut.
Okay, wait a minute. How do you put it on your loo roll holder then? You can't put it on
your... You can't put it on a loo roll holder. However, it goes on. It gives you so much more than you would think that the cardboard tube of paper would give you. It gives you about another 10 days. literally. And we haven't got toilet roll holders in our house.
Oh, no, you haven't. I've noticed that before, but no, you haven't.
Jeff won't
have them. Mind you, I think you cheat. So why don't you have loo roll holders?
Well, Jeff won't have them. He won't have them. He doesn't approve of them. He thinks they're anathema. He doesn't like the design of them. He thinks they're horrible. He thinks they're a bit twatty.
I've got a feeling that there's some cheating going on. If I'm not mistaken, I have been in your loo and somebody has put it on, you know, the brush?
I think it goes
over that, doesn't it? That's cheating.
There's something so appealing about a hole in the toilet roll. You've just got to put it on something, haven't you?
Do you think we need to get out more? Do you think if we could, we need
can't,
to get out
Judy.
More?
We no, can't, Judy. We can't get out. We can't. We're absolutely going mad. It started to drive me absolutely fucking mental now. I don't know whether I'm depressed. I don't know what. I've even gone off my booze.
Oh dear, that is serious. What are you doing of an evening? What are you doing of an evening?
I was having a second glass last night. I thought, oh God, oh, here we go again. It's like holding your nose and swigging down some medicine. I'm just drinking this because it's just medicine.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're all routined out, aren't we? I think that's the truth, is that actually for a while I really liked the new routine.
Yeah,
and I found
it
quite comforting. But now, yes. But now I'm kind of, well, which is what you're saying really, isn't it? It's like, oh, yeah. Anything that to do something out of the bloody routine.
Absolutely. Actually. But you've had a little play with your doll, haven't you?
I did play with my doll. I did. I've cut, yes, I put it on the Instagram. I cut Mike's hair this week because the scissors finally arrived. Bloody hell, they took ages.
Proper hairdressing scissors.
Proper hairdressing. Yeah, they came in a kind of leather. Well, I did cut, no cape like yours. That's a very envious of your cape. Yes. But no, in a little, sort of metal in a leather kind of pouch, yeah, with some clips so that you could put it on the towel
and a comb, yes,
and a pair of thinning scissors,
yes,
which I think might come in handy for herbs. You know, in the fullness of time, it might be quite good for cutting kind of bits of mint. I've got plans for the thinning scissors anyway.
Yeah. They've got a razor in, Judith. I think you had to be quite careful. I mean, I'm glad you didn't use them on Mike's hair because I think the thinning scissors are for professionals only.
Oh, no,
so you just
use
the normal scissors?
No, I did a bit of both, but not terribly successfully. But I loved the whole process of it, you know, of kind of, because it took me a while to get into my swing, but you know that thing that hairdressers do where they kind of get the hair up in their two fingers and then they snip on the top. I got that system going on.
Yeah.
I got into quite a sort of rhythm with that. Very pleased with myself. Mind you, he hasn't got very much hair, so that was a bit disappointing.
Oh, I love the idea of you doing the two fingers. Oh, that's
yes, did all that. And then I didn't do, but actually next time I'm like, you know that thing where they pull your hair down when it's wet to check that it's the right length? Do you know that thing they do?
Yes, and then you look in the mirror and they sort of, they stand back and then they come forward, they do a little bit more.
It's all show, isn't it? It's all show,
yeah,
that
it's great,
bit,
though,
I think. It's, yeah. But what I think what I loved it, and I can see why people would want to be hairdressers, actually, but I think I love it in the way that I like picking spots. You know, it's kind of slightly in that area. Are you a spot picker or not?
I'm not. I like the occasional blackhead, but in an ear. Yes, I mean, there's nothing like sort of getting a blackhead out of an ear, but it's not my main passion. Are you quite passionate about?
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, with me, it's, yeah, there are a couple of spots, yeah, I can sort of replay them, but you know what? Last Christmas, talking of picking spots, this is
we really haven't been out, have we? We're going back to picking spots.
New paper and picking spots, but anyway, no, listen, I've got to get this off my chest. So last Christmas, I've got to go back a bit. My mother had this sebaceous cyst on the front of her head, right?
Yes.
And it was just on the hairline. It was really big. It was almost like the size of an egg cup. Not quite, but like a small egg cup.
Fuck me.
Yeah,
bigger than
a conker. What?
Bigger than a conker.
Bigger than a conker. Yeah, okay. Bigger than a conker. And it was she had it for years. And then she was a bit like the Queen. She had kind of, you know, a shampoo and set. So she always made sure that she had a bit of hair that went over it. But I know that, and I can picture her with wet hair, it's this bloody great thing on the front of her head. And, you know, like she'd go to the hairdressers and they'd say, oh, God, what's that? Anyway, she had it removed and stitches and everything. Eventually she had it removed.
Yeah.
Anyway, over the years, I started to grow one.
In the same place?
Not in the same place, a bit further back. And it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I obviously went to see the doctor and they said, oh, it's a sebaceous cyst. You know, one day we'll have to take it out and everything.
Yeah.
So again, I would go to the hairdressers and they think, oh, what's that? So anyway, last Christmas, I was watching the telly. We were all watching the telly.
This is like a film. I might have to stop and get some popcorn.
I scratched my head and I thought, what's that? It was a bit of liquid.
Yeah.
It was a bit wet. And I thought, that's strange. What's this? So I said to Helen, who was sitting next to her, and I bent my head over and I said, could you see what that is? And I pressed it and she said, oh my God, Mum.
Oh my God.
Stop where you are.
Okay.
Obviously it had burst.
Seeping hugely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, not seeping. We're not talking seeping. So suddenly, you know, it's like everybody stopped what they were doing because obviously we were a family of spot pickers. Ringside seats.
Yeah.
And it was like Ellen was in charge. No, I'm doing it. Get me some tissues. Get me this. You know, And it was, but the frustrating thing is I couldn't see it. But they were all three of them were like, oh my God, there's more. Oh my God.
The least they could have done is film this for you.
Well, exactly. And do you know what? From time to time, Ellen says to me, God, I wish I'd filmed that. Oh my God, I'd wish for that. We'd have made a fortune.
YouTube, it would have been.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so out it came. And it was, yeah. Oh. It was, you know.
Oh, Jesus! God, at the thought of it. Honestly, I was on the edge of my seat. Because my mother's got something. It's not a swollen thing, but she's got a blackhead on her neck, very deep rooted. So now and again, my brother did it at Christmas, and it was, as the blackhead came out, I have to say, it was probably about 3 inches long.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
You
know, like when a goldfish has a poo in its bowl. Well, of course you'd know what that's like because you've been in the lake. But, you know, it's like that long thread.
I know, behind a good blackhead.
It was like that. And my mother, he hurt her quite badly. She was going, oh, Ben, it's hurting. It's hurting. Get off. My brother's 6'4". My mother's 90. And he was like straddling her. He was on her lap. With his knees either side of her hips, so she couldn't really move.
Along with Ben on this, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But wouldn't it be great? Do you think that's why people become beauticians, is to do that sort of thing? You know, when they give you a facial, maybe that's why. See, that would be good, wouldn't it? To be paid to squeeze other people's blackheads. That'd be my dream job.
I don't think there's many beauticians that sort of really advertise that side of their beauty business. I think they mostly sort of do the... Yeah, yeah, it's when you get in, they go, hey, you know, come here for some false eyelashes. But, you know, is there anything else? Have you got a groin boil? Have you been doing some self-shaving? Got a little bit of a groin boil that you need me to lance? Because I'm well up for boil lance.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now let's have a roundup of the news, Judith. What has caught your eye in the news this week?
What's caught my eye is Judi Dench on the front of Vogue at 85. Yes. Have you seen that photo of her?
Yes, she looks lovely. She just looks. Oh, the pink is so pretty. She's in the pink, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I love the fact that she's got that short grey hair. I mean, she's got the bone structure, hasn't she?
Yeah.
But it's such a strong photograph. And you know, I just think she's great. And I love the fact that she swears like a trooper. And she's... I mean, I've never met her, but I would... You know, she feels like so authentic and genuine. And she's great. Great.
Do you know what I think is amazing about her? I mean, the swearing thing, I, of course, admire because I love good swearers. And she apparently, before her eyesight went poor, she did a lot of tapestries with swear words in. So we approve of that. She's a foul-mouthed tapestrian. I'm going to call it like
it's
an equestrian.
But it's quite niche, isn't it?
Tapestrian. I am a tapestrian.
She would do it and she would put...
Words like, fuck off, you cunt.
Lovely.
In tapestry. Yeah, yeah. And I also admire the fact that she... I have never heard anybody... I've never met her either. I'd love to.
Yeah.
I've never met anybody or heard anybody say anything horrible about her.
That's true.
And to have a career that long without anyone thinking you're a bitch is quite something, isn't it?
Yeah, Yeah.
And I also like the fact that when she was younger, she wasn't a raving beauty, but she was just solidly nice looking, but incredibly talented. And her talent has taken her so far and is still there, and she's still right at the top of the tree. Isn't that marvellous?
I know, it is. It's fantastic. And I loved her in Bond, didn't you? I loved her in that role.
Yes.
I thought, you know, no, she is. She's completely brilliant. Wouldn't it be nice to be a dame? Be quite good, that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you just call yourself one anyway. It doesn't really matter. You just, you know. But the thing that also is interesting about Dame Judy is that she, at the moment, she's doing TikTok dances with her grandson. Judith, if we wanted to TikTok, we'd have to go on the internet and find a TikTok challenge and then copy it, practice it, and then do it ourselves, get someone to film it, and then put it on our Instagram. Could you be
okay,
asked?
Should we do that? Should we do that?
I don't know. I don't know whether... Well, let's discuss that.
Let's discuss that off air.
And if we've got... If we're really bored, that will be kind of reaching our peak pinnacle of lockdown boredom when you and I start doing TikTok challenges to each other.
Incidentally, how was your Zoom quiz? How was the family Zoom quiz this week?
Oh, God, Judith.
Oh, what? You didn't lose again.
And we couldn't lose, could we, Judith? Now, how could it be possible that we lost when we were hosting the quiz?
Oh, it was your turn to host. Of course it was. That's right. Last week you were after the questions.
We never won the family quiz, but in the end it was getting embarrassing, so they let Jeff and I host. And I have to say, I mean, it gave me life last week having the quiz to think about. It really did. And I kept thinking, oh, that's a good idea. I'll do that one. That's a good...
Oh, yeah.
And I did. We did several rounds. We did a general knowledge round. We did a light entertainment round. We did an arts and culture round. And then we did this two picture rounds. Good quiz. Very, very good quiz. Anyway, everyone did better than we expected. Yeah. And it was all quite jolly. And then we decided we all get on really, really well when we're quizzing. It's fine. And then we all decided to have a little chat, you know, a little chat, family chat. And I don't know why I had to spoil things, Judith. I don't know why.
It was like Christmas.
It was like Christmas all over again. I just so happened to say, and I don't know why I said it, and it was such a stupid thing to say. I didn't even really mean it. Okay. Sally Rooney's Normal People has had some of the best reviews I've ever seen for TV programmes in recent years. I have an odd relationship with Sally Rooney's work. 2 years ago, I read her first novel, Conversations with Friends, and I just didn't get it. And I remember trying so hard on this Greek holiday to love this book because everybody else was. And I just got quite pissed off with it because I didn't like any of the characters. And then since then, I've had not a problem with Sally Rooney because that's so stupid and jealous and bitter and old of me because she's 22 and a genius. So anyway, I just thought, oh, Sally Rooney. And I just thought, oh, all right, I'll have a look at Normal People then. Well, it's brilliant. And I did about 20 minutes and I just thought, well, she's unlikable. And I thought, oh, God, this is slow. And I just stopped watching there and I didn't really give it a chance. And after the quiz, I just sort of just casually said, oh, I saw a bit of Normal People, didn't think that much. Oh, God, the younger generation.
Did that go down badly?
It went down. Judith.
Really?
Went down so badly. It really did. It really did. And one nephew, not naming names, he reared back and his face changed and he went, well, if you think that, you can fuck off.
Oh dear, oh dear. Had he lost? Had he got a bad score or something?
Yeah, he'd lost. He and my sister had just lost. So I think that had some kind of bearing on it. And I just thought, ooh, that, you know, this is... And I've realised, I've thought about this since, because I was really upset about it. And I thought, no, actually, Jenny, you just should have kept your mouth shut, because this is really important for that generation. This kind of, you know, this TV show that is reflecting a life that they're not allowed to have at the moment.
Oh, well, that's true. I hadn't thought of it like that. But yes, I suppose it must have hit a raw nerve. We had a quiz. Can I just tell you about our family quiz?
Yeah,
we had
I'd
a proper family
hear.
Quiz, which obviously is what everybody's doing, isn't it? I mean, Zoom is the new going out. It totally is. But we had a big family quiz. Lots of people. I think there were about 20 of us. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And Mark... masterminded the whole thing and was the sort of chairman and everything. And my 85
is that your cousin
aunt,
Mark?
Yeah, one of my, yes, well, cousin's husband actually. But
okay.
And one of the other cousins had managed to poke through the window a laptop for my 85-year-old aunt called Doreen, who obviously is in total lockdown, and literally had kind of had to say, don't touch anything, you know, if it goes off, you've just got to touch the screen and oh. And so he got her onto it, which was wonderful, and she was really good at the questions. But unfortunately, my uncle and aunt, who was a bit older than us, obviously hadn't kind of mastered the kind of the screen thing, which so all we could see of them was a shot of the fireplace because they couldn't turn the screen round, and there were people saying, "Just touch it, no, on the top, no, it's all gone off now." And then, oh God. But it was really good fun, actually.
And where did you come, Judith? Because I know you're quite competitive when it comes to
bad.
A quiz.
I think I was joint third, and they had the tray game for me. And
okay. How did you do on
which
that?
I was kind of joint. I joined me, Sienna, and Ellen all came to joint top. Which is all right. Stays in the family and everything. But it was great. And it's so this week, Mike and I are going to do a sort of. I don't know if we'd be able to do split screens, and I might sneak some of your questions. When they work brilliantly, don't they?
Oh yeah, I'll dig my quiz out and I'll whack it over to you. And if you find any of the questions useful, just use them.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh God, sharing quizzes. ours went so badly. Ours finished so badly last week with this terrible row where you know we had to do the storming out, which is basically pressing the leave meeting button on Zoom.
Oh yes,
and
of course. That's what
because
it is, isn't
the
it?
Because the atmosphere was so toxic. By the end, we've decided to have a week's break from
that's
quiz.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
The thing is, you can't sort of come round, can you? I mean, there's a lot of people talking about this, isn't there? You know, that Zoom is the new going out because you can't, you know, you can't flounce off like you did at Christmas and then come back in and then everyone says, oh, well, you know, it's all right, you know, we still love you. It's kind of awkward, really. And it is awkward. Actually, can I just quickly
plug? I've got
over
it though now. I'm over it now. Good. Go on, plug away.
Good. Ellen, our youngest, is doing a podcast because I think she really, really is bored and she's got no work and she's got no money. Not that it gets you any money. And it's called,
podcasting is going to,
No, but I think it's probably quite good to go on her CV.
Oh, it's really important to do something.
She's editing it, you know, she's learned how to edit. But anyway, it's her and her mate Sandy, and it's called Life on Hold.
It's a good title.
You know, this is good, and you know that is what's happened for them, isn't it? So
is this a 20-something kind of look at lockdown?
Yes, it is. It's stuff that they're up to in lockdown and how they feel about it, and the fact that you know their lives are on hold and so on. And they've got a nice kind of they know each other well, and they've got a nice kind of relationship.
Is it like you and me? Is it a bit like that? Is one in the town and one in the country?
No, they both live in London, but yes, I suppose a little bit, you know, two mates kind of nattering, can't see each other in person, but sort of, you know, in the same boat, really. So it's called Life on Hold, and I might put it, if that's all right with you, I might put a thing on the Instagram.
We all need as much help as possible at the moment. I'll just finish off a tiny sort of thing that really pissed me off this week. There have been a couple of things that have pissed me off about the news and things. I can't stand it when people slag off babies' names. I think Wilfred is a sweet little name. Don't slag off babies' names. Just leave it. It's nothing to do with
leave
you.
It.
You can
leave
hate
it.
On his father. Leave it. Step away from the child's name. Step away. I shan't have any of it. It's an absolute disgrace behaving like that. Leave children's babies' names away. Leave babies' names alone. All right. Off you go. Off you pop. Right now. That's one thing. And the other thing I am sick to death of. And that is the obsession the media, particularly the television news, has about football. Football, when's it coming back? Blah, 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 football, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't give a shit about football.
God, you're right.
Yeah, I know the money is huge. I know that they're all going mad. All the footballers are going mad. And they might not be able to buy a new Bentley this year.
Yeah,
so couldn't give a shit. Yeah, why isn't any spotlight shone on the arts, the theatre, the music venues, the comedy venues, the hospitality industry? The fact that TV and film has ground to a halt, and yet on television, which is part of that industry, doesn't even focus on it ever. Anyway, that's my little rant done.
I think you're entitled to that rant. It's absolutely right. I mean, football stories, you know, always seem to be completely and utterly bloody pointless. But at the moment, yes, absolutely. And apparently McIntosh has been saying that he doesn't think that any of his theatres are going to be open until next year. Well, they probably won't, will they?
Anyway, we're all in the same boat.
Yep.
Which is the mantra for now, isn't it? We're all in the same boat. Yep. I finished reading The Royals by Emma Forrester. It's a great book, I was going to say a light, fun read, but it's not. It's absolutely tragic. But I do recommend that. And I am now moving on to Hamnet by Maggie O'Farrell.
Very good. Yeah, well, I'm reading Girl, Woman, Other, like every other bloody book club. I know of at least two other book clubs that are reading Girl, Woman, Other.
The Bernardina Evaristo.
Yes, yeah,
you've had that for months.
I'm not reading that much. I can't concentrate at the moment very much. But anyway,
it's fun, isn't it? It's light. Yeah. It's light, but it's quite deep meaning, deep and meaningful. At the same time as being light, it's kind of really, it's. I think I've learnt a lot from that book, actually, which is always interesting. Isn't it when sort of you dip into other cultures that you don't know much about?
Yes.
Watching Unorthodox. I was really, really intrigued by that. I just thought, God. You know, absolutely. I know more now than I did. And I think that, you know, if there is a silver lining to lockdown, it could be that I'm watching some stuff that's actually teaching me a few things.
Yes. Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. I watched a really interesting documentary last night with Andrew Marr talking about Churchill's paintings. And I thought, I'll give that a go. But I couldn't stop watching it. You see, you're right. Interesting television. I would perhaps not normally do, but actually, you're right.
And there's a great documentary on Peggy Guggenheim on BBC iPlayer. So that's free. So, you know, plenty to feast upon.
Good.
So, Judith, no, before we go, but can we do emails first? Let's go through the emails. What have you got?
Lots of nice emails. And so Anne Garrywell has sent us a picture of the haircut that she gave to her husband, which actually was, I think, quite a lot neater than the one I gave Mike.
And how old is Anne? Yes. Did she put her age?
No, actually, she didn't put her age, but this has been a bit of a trend, which I think you started.
We want to know exactly how old everyone is.
Indeed.
Yes.
Tracy Renard sent in an email. She's 52 and a quarter.
Excellent.
And she said her husband, Nick, turned off the well-stocked chest freezer at the wall by mistake. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear.
Yeah. Yeah, poor old Nick.
God.
Reynard.
He'll be once she emptied it, did she put him in it, do you think?
Probably where he is now.
There's got to be some kind of punishment, hasn't there?
I think so.
Sending love.
Yes. So then Jen, 49 and a half, sent us this link to a video that explains how to make something called tata towels. Have you heard of a tata towel?
I did briefly have a look at this, and it didn't make very much sense to me, but it's kind of like a bra that you sling around your neck.
Yeah, made of toweling. Apparently, for people presumably with big boobs, particularly like me, so you know when you're kind of, you're out of the shower and you start to get all sweaty underneath.
Okay.
Well, they're kind of for drying your tits. I mean, there's a bit of me that thinks, are these really sort of for real, or are they kind of like a bit of pornography? Because they look like sort of hanging pear drops shaped to, you know, to the size of each tit that you just literally put over and you kind of dry them like that. And it's basically a
toweling tit sling, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. With a lot of elastic in, I think. I mean, some serious elastication.
Were you tempted to go out and make one?
No, not at all. Thank you, Jen, for sending that in.
Yeah.
And then Sarah May is celebrating her 40th on the 12th of May and says that she's a bit sad that she can't get together with her friends, but on the other hand, she's having a cake and she won't have to share it with anybody.
Excellent. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, those are the events. Lots of great things on Instagram this week. And, you know, we are kind of fattening up in terms of the people going on that, which is good.
Yeah, do join us. We're more than happy to read your emails. We love to hear from you. We like to see your stuff on Instagram. We can be followed on Instagram. And Judith, have you got the address for our email handy?
Olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
Well done, that girl. All right, then. Well done. We shall love you and leave you. And we shall talk again soon. Judith, we have a date again next week. I'm already looking forward to it.
Me too. And send me some questions for my quiz, for God's sake. Toodlepip.
Will
bye
do.
Gang.
Will do. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.